Imagine stepping into a future where building software isn't this huge mountain to climb, you know. No more needing years of coding boot camps or burying yourself in technical manuals. A future where if you have an idea, you can just speak it into existence, turn your vision into a real working digital tool. Sounds a bit like science fiction, doesn't it? But, well, the software development world is genuinely going through this massive shift right now. It's really reshaping who gets to create things. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving headfirst into what people are starting to call the vibe coding era. And this isn't just like making coding a tiny bit easier. It's a whole new way of doing things, using natural language descriptions, just plain English, to create actual software programs. And the real kicker, the recent release of GPT-5. That's what's taken this whole idea from, you know, theory into something very real happening right now.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission today is really to unpack what vibe coding actually is. We'll look at how GPT-5 is the powerhouse behind it, explore the frankly profound benefits, but also, you know, take a realistic look at the current limitations. And crucially, where this is all headed. Yeah. Because it's not just changing how we build software, it's fundamentally altering who can build it. We're talking about a serious democratization of software creation here.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Vibe coding, what is it really? It sounds almost magical. To ease, maybe.
Hey, well, it does feel a bit like that sometimes. At its core, vibe coding is basically an innovative way to develop software that leans heavily on advanced conversational AI. Think of it as having an incredibly sharp software engineer who just gets what you mean. So instead of you having to learn Python or Java, memorizing all the syntax rules, battling with frameworks, you just describe what you want your app to do. In English, the AI uses really sophisticated natural language processing, NLP, and machine learning to figure out your context, your intent, what you actually want it to do, and then that. It translates all that into working code, user interfaces, backend logic, interactive bits. It generates the whole package.
And that term vibe, I get it now. It really captures that intuitive feel, right? Like you focus on the essence, the overall feeling or vibe what you're trying to build, rather than getting totally lost in the weeds of technical specs, which, let's face it, has always been a huge barrier for so many people. It frees up your thinking.
Precisely. It lets you stay focused on the what and the why, not just the how.
Okay, so that leads us straight to GPT-5. We've had AI language models before, obviously. What's different now? What did GPT-5 unlock that makes vibe coding a reality? Not just a cool idea.
Right. GPT-5 is the real game changer here. It's not just a small step up. It's a significant leap. First off, there's its enhanced context understanding. It's much, much better at grasping nuance from just conversation. So like if you said, I need a task list, but make sure urgent stuff floats to the top and it syncs with my calendar, older models might struggle with all the implied connections. GPT-5, though, it can infer the need for integration, for dynamic sorting, for managing user-specific data, all from that one description. It gets what you mean, not just what you say.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Understanding the underlying intent.
Exactly. And then there's multi-layered application development. It's not just spitting out a simple web page anymore. GPT-5 can actually architect the whole thing, the front end the user interacts with, the back end logic doing the work, even setting up the database, all connected. That depth is new.
Wow. The whole stack, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Then you've got real-time iteration. This is huge. You can tweak your application just by talking more. Okay, change that button color or add a field for notes here. You don't have to scrap it and start over. It's an ongoing conversation. Imagine designers making changes on the fly. It cuts out those long, frustrating feedback loops.
Yeah, that iteration cycle sounds incredibly fast.
It is. And finally, cross-platform compatibility. The code it generates tends to work across different devices and operating systems much more easily. That's a massive time saver.
It really does feel like that sci-fi future is suddenly here. So, okay, we have this amazing tech. What does it actually mean for someone, you know, an entrepreneur or a creative person wanting to build something? What are the big wins?
Well, the biggest one, I think, is accessibility and democratization. It just rips down the traditional barriers. Suddenly, you don't need a computer science degree to build something sophisticated. Non-technical folks, entrepreneurs, artists, teachers, anyone with an idea can potentially build it.
That's huge. Think about the ideas that never got built because the person didn't have the coding skills or the funding for a dev team.
Exactly. It opens the door for so much more diversity in who's creating software and what kinds of problems get solved. We could see innovation coming from completely unexpected places.
And the speed factor you mentioned, rapid prototyping and development. Is it really that fast? We're talking hours instead of weeks.
For many things, yes. What might have taken a team weeks or months building a prototype, getting a first version out, can potentially be done in, hours or days. Think about startups. They can test an idea, get an MVP out there super fast, see if it works before investing heavily. That dramatically lowers the
Which
risk.
ties directly into cost, right? This
Yeah.
must make things much more cost-effective.
Absolutely. If you don't need a huge development team, or if your existing team can move much faster, the costs plummet. This makes custom software development way more accessible for, say, small businesses or nonprofits that previously couldn't even consider it.
And for the person actually doing the creating, what does it free them up to do?
That's the creative freedom aspect. Instead of wrestling with code syntax or debugging obscure errors, you can focus purely on the user experience, the innovation, the idea itself. The AI handles the grunt work, letting you stay in that creative zone. It leads to potentially more user-centric, maybe even more imaginative applications because you're not constrained by technical limitations in the same way.
Can you give some examples? What kind of things are people actually building this way?
Oh, it's incredibly broad already. For businesses, people are generating custom internal tools, inventory trackers, maybe simple CRM systems, even e-commerce storefronts, just by describing their workflow. In education, think interactive learning modules, custom quiz apps for specific lessons, progress trackers for students.
Okay, I see that.
For creatives, dynamic portfolio sites, interactive online galleries, maybe even simple tools for their own artistic process, and even for personal use, building that perfect custom habit tracker you always wanted, or a budget app that works exactly how your brain works, not how some developer decided it should.
That's quite a range. But, okay, it sounds amazing, almost too good to be true in some ways. Every new tech has downsides or, things to watch out for. What are the potential challenges or limitations here? Where might vibe coding still fall short?
That's a really important question. It's definitely not a magic bullet for everything. One area is quality and reliability concerns. While the results can be impressive, the code generated by AI, well, it might not always meet the super high standards needed for really complex, high-performance, or super secure applications.
Right. Like you probably wouldn't build banking software entirely this way on day one.
Probably not, or at least you'd need significant human review and testing. For critical systems, you might use vibe coding for parts, but traditional methods are likely still needed for the core sensitive stuff. It points towards a hybrid approach.
Okay, hybrid. What else?
Customization limitations. If you need something highly specialized, really niche, with very specific technical requirements, just describing it in English might not be enough to get the AI to nail it perfectly. There might be edge cases or specific optimizations that still require manual coding.
So it struggles with the super specific, maybe.
It can, yeah. And naturally, there's a dependency on the AI itself. The whole system is only as good as the underlying AI model, like GPT-5. Any limitations or biases in the AI can translate directly into the generated software.
That makes sense. You're tied to the AI's capabilities.
And lastly, while getting started is easy, optimizing or scaling an application built this way that might still require some technical know-how. It's easy to build and maybe harder to perfect for demanding situations.
Okay, those are fair points, especially the quality aspect for mission-critical things. So looking ahead, getting us to the bigger picture, what does the future of software development actually look like? Is traditional coding dead, or is it more like that hybrid model you mentioned?
I really think the future is hybrid. It seems the most likely path. Vibe coding will probably become the go-to for rapid prototyping, for building those MVPs, minimum viable products, getting ideas off the ground incredibly fast, and for maybe simpler standalone applications. Meanwhile, traditional coding, human developers will focus more on optimization, hardcore security, complex integrations, and maybe the really novel boundary-pushing stuff that AI can't conceptualize yet.
So they work together.
Exactly, a symbiotic relationship. It makes the whole process more efficient. And importantly, it keeps broadening who gets to participate in creating software. It doesn't necessarily replace developers. It might change what they focus on.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
As you're talking, I can almost hear the questions popping into our listeners' heads. Like someone might be thinking, okay, sounds cool, but do I really need zero programming knowledge?
Honestly, for getting started and building many useful things, no, that's the whole point. It's designed for non-coders. If you can clearly describe what you want, you can use it.
And the range of apps, we mentioned some examples, but like, can it do mobile apps as easily as web apps? Simple games.
Yeah, it's pretty versatile. Web apps, interfaces that look like mobile apps, data dashboards, productivity tools, simple games, business tools. A lot is possible. But again, if you're thinking, I don't know, a massive, complex enterprise resource planning system or a AAA video game engine, you'll likely still need traditional development, or at least a very heavy dose of it in a hybrid model.
Security is always a big one. People hear AI-generated code and might worry. How safe are these applications, really?
Yeah.
Especially with user data.
It's a valid concern. GPT-5 itself tries to follow security best practices when generating code, but any application handling sensitive data or anything needing serious enterprise-grade security, it absolutely should have additional security reviews, probably by human experts. You can't just blindly trust it for critical stuff.
Right, due diligence is still key. What if you do know some code? Can you peek under the hood? Can you modify the code GPT-5 generates?
You absolutely can. If you have programming knowledge, you can examine the generated code, modify it, extend it. Though, interestingly, often the easier way to modify it is just to give the AI further instructions in natural language. Change this feature to work like this instead.
Okay.
But yes, the code is accessible if you want it.
How about teams? Can a group work on a vibe coding project together?
Definitely. You can share the project descriptions,
Yeah.
build on each other's instructions. It actually opens up new ways for, say, designers, product managers, and maybe even developers to collaborate more fluidly using natural language as the common ground.
And for someone listening right now thinking, okay, I want to try this, what's the absolute first step? How do you dip your toes in?
I'd say start simple. Think of a really basic app idea. Maybe a simple calculator, a note-taking app, a list manager. Describe just the core functionality first, then have a conversation with the AI. Add a feature, change something, see how it responds. Practice with small, manageable projects before trying to build something huge. That's how you'll get a feel for communicating your vibe effectively.
That sounds like practical advice. Start small, iterate. So as this whole vibe coding thing takes off, it's not just about the AI, is it? How are other industries, supporting services, adapting? Because people and businesses will need help navigating this, right?
That's a great point. It's creating a whole new ecosystem. We're already seeing roles like prompt engineers emerge, people who specialize in talking to these AIs effectively. You're also seeing consultancies pop up, focused on helping businesses integrate AI-generated code or figure out where vibe coding fits into their strategy. For instance, companies like Technegian, they're a managed IT services provider. They're already offering specific expertise to help people master vibe coding.
Oh, interesting. So what kind of help do they offer?
Well, things like expert advice on strategy, like where does this make sense for your business? They offer training programs to get teams up to speed. They can help with the actual project implementation, from crafting the prompts to checking the quality. They specifically focus on those hybrid solutions we talked about, blending AI code with traditional methods. Plus, ongoing support, maintenance, quality checks, even building custom AI tools if a business has a really specific need. It shows the support structure is already building up around this tech.
Wow. It really is a fundamental shift then, touching everything around software development. Vibe coding, powered by GPT-5, it genuinely feels like it's democratizing software creation, changing who gets to build our digital world.
It really is. I mean, just imagine the explosion of innovation that could happen when anyone with a good idea, not just the coding experts, can actually bring their digital vision to life. What completely new problems might get solved? What amazing creative things might emerge when the barrier to entry is lowered so dramatically? It's pretty exciting to think about.
It really is. And that leaves a powerful question for you listening right now. What idea have you been holding on to that maybe, just maybe, you could bring to life with vibe coding in this new era?